today. So everybody, happy Valentine's Day. Happy President's Day. Enjoy your long weekend. John, take it away with your announcement.
Mike J. What the? After I get back from vacation, whatever day works for you, even if it's that Saturday or Sunday, please give me a call. I will not call you.
All right, that's all we have time for today, folks. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Check one, check, check, check two, check, check, lime and the coconut, lime and the coconut.
They can hear you.
This is WMFO, the hype.
Hello.
This is Rudy Tuesday, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day.
First day. What?
Isn't this ADP?
Yes, why did you say Rudy Tuesday?
What?
Why?
I said my name. Hi, I'm Rudy Tuesday.
Why are you Rudy? Is that your DJ name?
Sorry.
Rudy Tuesday?
I don't know.
Hi.
Yeah, you're listening to ADT.
ADT.
ADT. Shit.
Max breaking all the rules.
Sorry, apologies for that, folks.
Wow.
There was a man came into the studio, yelled into my microphone. You're listening to ADP. ADP, the letter P. Today's letter is the letter P.
Letter of the day, P.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
What's your favorite P word?
Pokemon.
Alpha Delta Pokemon, that's what
Alpha Delta Pokemon, that's what we are today. Taking all Pokemon related calls now and now only.
Only now.
Only now.
Only now.
And no. Done. No more. Sorry, too many calls came in. You missed your chance. Feel free to call in with any non-Pokemon related questions now.
I recently found out that I have, this is actually really funny. I was on the bus with Tucker, and he looked at like the back of my phone case, and he saw this Pokemon card, and he was like, wow, that's a really cool card. It's probably worth a good amount of money.
Can you explain the card to the viewers?
Oh, it's a Pokemon card. It's Torterra. It's a level X Torterra.
For those of you who don't know, Torterra is
a
big,
beautiful boy.
Very chunky, very forest masculine, turtle-like creature. Some would say he's erotic in a sense.
He's
He looks exactly many, like
would say
Dora.
Listen, I wouldn't say it myself, but I've heard
I would say
a lot
that.
Of people, a lot of people, particularly Dorothea, have told me
he's hot.
That he's hot.
He's pretty hot.
So, for those of you who aren't familiar with Pokemon, just wanted to keep all our viewers.
Yeah. So I have this card in the back of my phone, and our friend Tucker looks at it and he's like, "Oh, it's probably worth a lot." I was like, "Yeah, probably not." But I looked it up anyways. It's worth $12.
Damn.
And then I go. You know, I have these other cards at home. They're kind of old looking, and they're Pikachu, which if you don't know who Pikachu is, then you should probably turn the radio off right now
because
I don't like you. But the cards are also in French. I look up to see how much they're worth and find the exact card. $700 to $1,000.
Damn.
And I have five of them.
Whoa.
I don't know why. They've been with me like my whole life. I don't know where they came from, but they're just in my house.
Are you going to sell them?
I don't know.
You should.
I don't know if I should wait. I think I also gave one of them to Louise.
Oh, gosh.
She has one of them now.
Maybe you should get it back.
Nah, she can have that. I give her that.
Okay.
You should tell her that it's worth a lot.
Yeah.
No, you should tell her. You should tell her it's worth like $50 and buy it off her, then sell it for $700.
That's so mean. Yeah, but now I have like $4,000 worth of Pokemon cards in my in my name. So
nice. if any of you out there are big Pokemon fans, give us a call. What's the number?
The number? Oh God, we did this last time.
Oh, is that it?
The number.
Oh, there you go.
The number.
Wait, that's the studio line.
That's not. No, we don't want to give out that number. don't give out Todd's number.
Oh no, that is the number. It's 855-915-9636.
That is 855-915-9636.
Call for all 13 of you listening.
Yes, please, one of you, call in.
Please listen. Please,
we'll bring you on the
call.
Air.
Oh, and
very
also,
low standards.
Submit us some questions. We need to be asked things, so we know what to speak
about.
Well,
I have one question that was submitted.
Do you want to answer it now?
Well, I don't want to answer it. I want to ask it to you guys. So, what is the worst thing that's ever happened to you on Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day?
How did you repeat it? Like, on Valentine's
know.
Day?
Yeah, shout out to my friend Safe for the question. I hope you're listening. If you're not, I'm angry at you.
Oh.
But you won't know that.
I have pretty lukewarm Valentine's Day memories. Not that much has happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like... I haven't had much... Oh, what's the number? Oh, I think Marilene is trying to call us.
Oh.
Wait, Marilene, are you listening? Because I'm just going to say it again. It's 855-915-9636. I'm bad at using the phone, but...
Yeah, call up right
call
now
in.
If you've
Let's
got a crazy
happens.
Valentine's Day story. Maybe your ex stole your car, drove it into a lake. Maybe they torched your clothes and then you had to run around the streets naked for 5 hours. You know, we've all been there. We're not going to judge you. So call us up.
Are they going to call us? Oh, no, they're calling because the lights flash, which is kind of fun.
Because we're in this dope studio.
Kind of fun.
Because we have electricity.
Yeah.
Can we get a... Do we have a soundboard here?
I wish
sound
we
effects?
Did. Can we get
a boing sound effect for electricity, please?
Yeah.
Boing.
YouTube. Boing sound. Make a joke about electricity. Come up with a great joke, and I'll make the boing sound.
hey girl, are you an electrician? Because I can.
Oh, wait, we're getting a call.
Stay tuned for that joke later.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I hear them.
Is it working?
Oh, it's working.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air.
Who is this?
It's definitely Mari.
What's up?
Mari, you have to ask us a question or say something.
Yeah, tell us about Valentine's Day.
Rank top 5 sexiest Pokemon.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Lucario.
Gardevoir. Gardevoir. That's number one. Torterra, definitely.
Charizard.
Oh, you furry.
What? They're Pokemon.
Torterra is 1 through 5.
Well, no, Torterra's 1 through 5. The rest of them are competing for like the next 5.
You're all sleeping on Grottle, adolescent Torterra.
Grottle. Grottle's like awkward. Grottle's not like cute there. Like Turtwig, but Grottle's also not hot like Torterra. Like Torterra's like dang. Dang, son. Can we get a dang
son
sound effect? Can we get a boing sound effect, please?
Did it work?
Give it again. There we go, yeah. That was actually not a sound effect. That was just the sound of my body.
Marlene, thank you for calling us.
Yeah,
we love you.
I hope that answered your question.
I love you too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Aww, Valentine's Day.
You're so cute.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
I don't know how to hang up.
I think you did it. Yeah, you did it.
Pro.
As you can see, we are all experts here in the studio. Soundboard guy David. Still working on some stuff.
What's a good soundboard sound? Oh, I have one.
Wait, don't you have
Peter,
a joke?
Peter Griffin falling down the stairs. Yeah, that was the one that I wanted, actually. That wasn't a sound effect either.
Stop, God. Please stop. All right.
Oh, yeah, my joke.
Oh, yeah.
I had an electricity joke.
Wait.
Hey, girl.
No, hang on. I have to find the... Okay.
This joke has gotten postponed. This joke will never live up to the amount of time that's been given waiting for it.
Why don't we play like 3 songs and then go back to the joke?
Okay, fine.
We need more suspense. If you want to hear this joke, you got to wait for the next song.
Stay tuned.
Jesus. Am I allowed to take the Lord's name in vain?
Like I'm lost in a coal mine. Inside, realizing I'm at war in my own mind. It's a place for grenades, I'll be here for a long time. And you don't know where I've been, you were there on the front lines. Story's over. Could it be that you're more than the scars on the surface? As the heat's beneath all the ash of the embers.
crossing over, crossing over. Never felt, never had something.
Hey.
All the stories say something, something more than I ever knew. Something real, try and see something right, true, and everything oh, you'll ever need. Cause you yeah. just. Something to keep you burning through the cold.
Hey Max.
Well, don't forget
what?
That one thing.
How are you doing?
Wow, your breath smells so bad.
Sorry, man.
Can I share a mic with somebody else?
Don't you ever go. Oh, don't you forget about it. Just enough, they say just around, and I wanna know, wanna be, wanna see.
For the record, the mic is on purpose, just so you guys all know.
Got to be, got to be.
See if we know it's on.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm on my mic.
That one thing, far from shining, glitters gold. Well, don't forget, just tell me about it. It's everything you ever need. No, I'm playing now. Well, don't you ever.
Should I leave the music slightly on?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I know you guys,
oh, that's nice, yeah.
I know you've all been eagerly awaiting that joke.
What joke, Max?
Oh, for those of you just joining us, before we broke for some music, I tried to tell a joke, but I got cut off a few times, and we promised that I would deliver that joke once the music was over, so.
I have the soundboard ready for your joke.
Here we are.
No, we have Matt for that.
No, I think this is more important.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, also, we have another guest.
Before we get into the joke, let's introduce our very special guest, Mr. Matthew Diamond.
It's me, Matt. I'm a special guest. And a special boy.
Tell him about yourself.
I have brown hair, brown eyes, and a heart of gold.
He is single.
I am not.
That's not true.
I'm not single,
that's
Max. Not true. But a happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners.
Hell yeah.
But like in a platonic way. Don't get any ideas.
Do get lots of ideas, actually.
Ideas are great. time for Max's joke.
Yeah.
You know what? To welcome Matt to the stage, I'm going to actually tell the joke to Matt. If that's okay with everybody?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah, I got the soundboard
ready. It's okay with me.
Hey, Matt.
What, Max?
Are you an electrician? Because I can feel the sparks flying. That was pretty good, right, guys? Did we lose any listeners? I think we might have.
Only 7.
Let's see.
Sick.
Shout out to all 17 of you listening.
Hey, if you're listening right now, give us a call at
855-915-9636.
We will answer the phone and let you talk on the radio.
Safe, please call us.
What's your mom's name?
Yeah.
Heather,
please call.
Call in, baby. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a stupendous Valentine's Day, everybody.
Stupendous.
Wait. That's the word. That's the S word of the day. Stupendous.
S word of the day.
To make up for the other S word of the day that we heard earlier.
Don't mind me, guys. Wait, just typing on my computer.
Also, Matt, as the only person in this room who is not single for Valentine's Day, what is your plan?
I bought a bunch of chocolates.
Matt just broke the mic.
I bought a bunch of chocolates and then filled them with Jello, and I'm not kidding. That's what I did last night.
What is wrong with you?
That sounds disgusting.
You're sick in the head.
It's romantic.
Are you trying to get broken up with?
No.
Why did you do that?
Did it solidify this time?
It's my master plan. It did.
To do what? Become single?
Oh, hey.
Play the sound effect.
It's not sound effect worthy.
Okay, I got a sound effect. Just give me a minute.
Our soundboard guy Dave is out sick today, so we're doing all the sound effects by hand.
Dave is not a real person.
Don't tell them that.
They don't know that, man.
This sound is free.
It was free. I didn't pay anything for that.
I looked up crying, and this is what I got.
That doesn't sound like crying.
There we go.
That doesn't sound anything like a woman crying.
So, Matt, you're a mechanical engineer, is that right?
That's correct, Max.
So, do you want a screwdriver?
No.
Wow. So, this is just in. Matt Diamond is a fraud.
What?
Actually, mechanical engineering isn't real.
Could you elaborate, please?
It's not a real thing. It's made up. It's a made up word.
So, like, when you go to school every day, what do you do?
We just draw pictures.
What do you draw pictures of?
Boxes. People. Fish.
People in boxes?
No.
Nice.
What if you put the person in the box?
That would be enslavement, and we're not about that.
What if they said they wanted to be in the box?
Then we'll do it, because that's cool.
You just heard it here first, guys. Matt is in favor of consent.
Hell yeah.
That's correct.
Hold on, which one's the number again? My mother wants to call. No calling.
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Oh, God, it's happening. It's
WMFO.
Hello, you're on the radio. Hello?
Wait.
Emma.
Oh my gosh! Hi, mom.
Her mom's on.
Hi. Hi, sweetie.
Hello. What do you think so far?
We need earbuds to plug in there.
Oh, I think it's very entertaining. But, you know, no one talked about Jigglypuff being a real sexy Pokemon. I love Jigglypuff.
Oh, no, you're right. He's hot. Oh, Matt's so confused. He was not here for the Pokemon part. But
yeah, I
would say so. Do you have any other top picks?
Do I have any other what?
Top picks for Pokemon?
I don't.
Jigglypuff should be up there.
Jigglypuff, definitely.
All right, I agree. Thank you for your input, Mom. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Hey, I have a question though.
Oh, okay. What is that?
My question is, if Matt is the only person in the studio that is single, what are you on a date tonight?
No. Oh wait, he was the only one who was not single.
Not single.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I see.
We're all in love.
So you're not.
Matt, tell them about your relationship status.
In a relationship.
Is it confirmed on Facebook, though?
I don't know.
Let's check.
For the record, his Facebook status is set to, it's complicated.
Facebook.com/Matt Diamond.
Wait till Emily finds out.
Now everyone knows.
You might be confused because Matthew Diamond was also the director of the infamous Camp Rock movie.
Oh, God.
Not the same person, folks.
We're not the same
That's
person.
That's so sad.
Really?
Wait, is Emily's mom still on the call?
I think so.
All right.
Are you still here, Mom?
I'm still here.
All right.
Did you have any questions for Emma's mom? Because if not, I will let you do your thing.
How does it feel to be the mother of such a great, beautiful person?
Feels awesome. I'm very proud to be Emma's mom.
Aww, that's so cute.
I'm already crying from like laughing and stuff, but I'm gonna start crying again. Also, Mom, my hair is purple again. We don't have to talk about it though. It's back.
Okay. Do you like it better than the pink, or is the purple better? Which do you like better?
I kind of regret it, not gonna lie.
No, it's cute.
It looks beautiful.
My hair grew, and now it's just more purple than it was before.
Aw, I'm sure it looks
thank
good.
You
Happy
for...
Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
See, I do have a mom.
Congratulations.
This proves it.
All right. The joke.
It was already told.
For all those other callers out there, that could be you. You could be...
Oh my God, we're getting another call. Why are we so popular?
They're going to roast us. Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, I'm an electrician on campus. I just wanted to weigh in on the joke.
Oh, awesome.
Amazing.
Offensive. Offense taken.
Oh, you didn't like our joke?
favorite Pokemon, Squirtle. I'm gonna go with
Squirtle. Oh, heck yes.
Squirtle, good choice.
Yes.
Good choice.
Nice.
All right,
have a cool one. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
What?
That was amazing.
To all the electricians listening to us, we love you.
We do.
Thank
we
you
respect
for giving
you.
Us electricity.
My dad is an electrical engineer, so.
Okay, cool flex, I guess.
I'm just saying, like.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. Squirtle, though. Good pick.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I don't know if Squirtle's, like, sexy, though.
No,
maybe,
no,
like, cute.
You've seen, like, Squirtle in the sunglasses. Like, that's pretty sexy.
But, like,
oh, yeah, with the sunglasses. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The Squirtle
Definitely.
Squad.
Yeah. Squirtle Squad is hot.
Squirtle Squad's good.
Shout out to the electrician. He's got good taste.
True.
The electrician. That's his name.
The electrician.
Should we play more music?
Yeah.
Matt, why are you Snapchatting and not participating in the conversation?
Because I don't have headphones and I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear? Wait,
we need to get
there's
some...
There's another set of headphones
Oh, there's a set
here.
Of headphones? That...
But you could share Emmeline's mic. It's just a little faulty.
I'll just scream.
Wait, the cord is long. We'll pass it over.
Come closer, Matt.
I'm glad all the listeners
I want
get to
Matt
the
to participate in this. Make sure the volume's on
Wait,
his
you should have wrapped it the other way.
You know...
How about we play some music and fix this?
Okay. We're gonna fix this.
We stop talking for no one.
No talking,
except for
Max.
Music.
Like, goodbye, Max. There's something bad about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave. Way I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me. Don't you?
Hello.
This is a public service announcement.
Sip.
Birds travel. Run that back real quick. This is a public service announcement. Birds chirping, children laughing, sprinkler, collar jingling.
Hey, Laura. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good, Laura.
A bark and the jingle of a collar.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And is decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down to the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Dog whimpers. Make sure you pick up your dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Dog barks. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO. The...
The Pike.
The Pike. Yeah, sure. Why not?
And now for an even more important PSA. Buick Broccoli.
Wait, I have one in between. This is a quick one. This is a public disservice announcement. Today, February 14th, is not Valentine's Day. It is Inside Out Socks Day. Everyone... Please pause what you're doing and take off your shoes and turn your socks inside out. This is mandatory. If I do see someone without their socks inside out, I will be forced to issue you a fine. Please don't make me do that. I do not have my fine papers on me, and I will have to go back to my room and get them and make you wait in the street. Oh. So, please turn your socks inside out. This has been a public disservice announcement.
Beautiful.
Noted. Also, Valentine's Day is canceled because Sonic the Hedgehog is coming out today.
It's true.
And therefore, love is dead.
Yeah. No, it's it only enhanced. Only stronger.
We disagree. But I know we agree on this. The Duick broccoli is too big.
Yeah.
It's too big.
And that brings us to our main theme of the day.
Broccoli.
Just broccoli. Said.
Have you eaten at Duick recently?
Have you noticed that the broccoli is bigger than your hand?
Well, maybe you just have small hands, but yes.
Maybe you have big hands, and so you're like, dang, that's some big broccoli.
Exactly. And maybe you're like, man, I can't fit this broccoli in my mouth. It's too big and too wide and girthy.
Girthy.
Thoughts, Grace?
I haven't been to Duick in months.
Thoughts, Emmeline?
I agree. There's something wrong. They like they don't do normal broccoli. They do like the humongous ones. They do like broccoli with like almonds for some reason.
What?
Those are normal size.
I think they're
feeding. They just can't get it together.
I think they have the broccoli on growth hormones.
Yeah.
Like age, like the steroids. Like the stuff you give to kids who play sports, like HGH.
Oh my god.
I wasn't good at sports.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell.
Thanks, Max.
Dorothea, what do you think about Duick's large broccoli?
I would agree with the steroid statements. I think that there is an underground conspiracy going on here. They are feeding us steroids through the broccoli, which only enhances the broccoli.
What I want to know is, where is the small broccoli? I think they're hiding it in a secret warehouse underneath Duick.
I think they're keeping it all from themselves.
They have it at the salad bar, but it's cold.
Maybe they killed the small broccoli.
Theory: when you heat up broccoli, it enlarges.
Oh, that's probably it.
Really?
I think it's science.
Well, he is a mechanical engineer, so.
Yeah.
He is the resident expert. He's the expert on the show.
And the soundboard guy.
And, well, no, Dave's the soundboard guy.
Well, where's Dave?
Dave is sick today. He has the flu. Which really sucks because him and his wife aren't going to be able to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Classic.
Dave and his wife every year get Chinese food on Valentine's Day and watch their favorite movie, Happy Gilmore. I would know this because I am great friends with Dave.
What's Dave's last name?
Dave. Jeff.
Yeah. Nice.
Jeff is his middle name. His last name is Dingo.
So really sorry that
Dave Dingo.
David Jeffrey Dingo could not make it.
No, it's not Jeffrey. It's just Jeff. If you call him Jeffrey, he will be very upset with you and probably play a very mean sound effect. Unfortunately, he can't be here today because he has the flu. And also, it is Valentine's Day. And his wife is nursing him back to health.
What's his wife's name?
His wife's name is Edna. Edna Crabapple.
Crabapple.
Oh, no.
She kept her name. After the first divorce. They have been divorced once, then they got remarried afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah, it's his life. And you know what? When he comes back on next Friday, he's going to be really upset that you guys didn't put any respect on his name and you pretended like you didn't know him.
But does he exist, though?
No.
Yes, he does. He's worked with this show since its creation. He works at WMFO.
If he wasn't real, how would Max know his name?
Exactly.
Oh, you're so right.
Thank you, Grace.
Good point.
I'm a Dave Jeff Dingo truther. Ask me anything. Call in, by the way. The number is 855-915-9636. I'm not giving out that.
I will.
If your name please. If your name is Dave Jeff or Dave Jeff Dingo, give us a call. Prove your existence. Tell us how the flu is going. Tell us how Edna's doing. I haven't seen her in a while. We should get dinner, Dave. Give us a call.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You wouldn't. Why is my... I can't... Matt has my contact pulled up on his phone, and the last name is not something I can say on the air, for the record.
Yeah, he didn't know your last name when he put it in.
Yeah, but he didn't have to put that.
No, I did not, Max. But I did.
It's okay. We're still friends.
Thank God.
Should we play some music?
Yes.
No.
There's already music playing.
No.
This is a talk radio show.
Talk. Oh, okay.
Forever.
Today.
The point is to talk.
Does anyone have an exciting story from the week? Anything exciting happen to anyone?
Not that I can remember right now.
At ATO told me that he has been using my Quizlets to study for his Spanish tests ever since he got to Tufts.
How's that going for him?
Did it help you get in?
What? Did it help me get into...
Did it help you get into ATO?
Oh, God, someone's calling. Why do you guys keep calling?
Because they keep dropping the number. Hello?
Hello. Yes?
You're on the air.
This is Jeff Davis Bingo?
Yes!
Yes!
I just want you to know that Edna's been really sick, and,
Edna?
Edna's sick, too?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't talk about it. I mean...
No, tell us. The listeners would want to know. They're all great. Everyone on the air, right? Everyone listening right now is a great friend of Dave's.
Okay, I'm so glad. I'm also a friend of myself.
Oh, it's Matt! It's Matt!
And I just want you to know that Edna has come down with a very bad case of ligma.
Oh no.
God,
I
hate to see it.
No.
I know, again.
We hear about that
today.
Wow.
I know.
I've heard the flu can lead to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Dang. Everyone's talking about the flu right now, but, you know, this disease really, really gets my goat, if you get my goat, you know?
I do get your goat. Yeah, I do get your goat, Jeff.
It's tickling my boat.
I'm tickling your boat, man. I'm tickling your boat.
Loading my pickle.
I'm loading your pickle.
My pickle floating.
I'm floating your pickle. I got you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Max.
Yes. You're welcome.
Jeff, can we ask you
something? Thanks for calling.
Can we ask you an important question?
Oh, wait. I had a question.
Oh, yes.
My question is, for Dorothea.
Yes.
I how?
That's a good question.
Yes, the answer is yes.
How does it feel to drink water?
It often feels really
how
good.
How does it feel?
It feels great.
Would you say that you endorse water drinking?
I would definitely say
do
I
do.
Do
you have a PSA about that?
Would you even perhaps say hydrate or dehydrate?
You know, I think that's a little extreme. I don't know if I'd go there.
Okay. I would.
Okay.
I'm willing to go the distance, Jeff.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for being respectful. But I have a question for you. That was not the question.
That
was wonderful.
I have a question for our good friend Jeff.
Of course.
What's his?
Yeah, that's me. Jeff Davis Dingo.
Jeff Davis.
Are you related to Jefferson Davis by any chance?
Hey. Don't monopolize my question. It's time for me to ask.
Yeah, Dorothea's trying to talk to me, Jeff Davis Dingo.
Thank you, Mr. Dingo.
Please
Mr.
ask.
Dingo.
You're so welcome. Yeah.
Please explain to us the Duick broccoli phenomenon. Why is the broccoli so big?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I have been getting the hearing that there is walnut in broccoli. First off, as a allergic to walnut man, I am very offended. Can I just say, Duick puts walnuts in way too many of all of its things.
Walnuts do not taste
good. And I think they want to kill me personally, Jeff Davis Dingo, personally. They want to kill me.
Mr. Wow. Dingo, I'm so sorry.
I know. I mean, this is very dingophobic, and I can't stand
true.
For it.
Very true.
Your life sounds very hard.
Well.
It is. I've got a sick Edna at home. I've got my walnut allergy. And my name's Jeff Davis Dingo. How do you think I feel about that?
Your name's Dave.
I thought it was Dave.
No, Jeff. No. This is, guys.
I think we have an imposter.
Guys, this is,
imposter.
No. Kevin. Listen to me. This is Dave's brother. Dave is Dave Jeff Dingo. This is Jeff Davis Dingo, Dave's brother. Sorry, Jeff.
Then why is he with Dave's wife?
Listen, I'll explain. Jeff is Dave's brother. He's calling in to update us. I mean, Dave's bedridden. He can't call right now. Obviously.
Everyone gets confused about this. Do not worry.
Yeah, he's helping Edna take care of Dave. He's helping Edna take care of Dave.
So many radio shows, and they always are like, "But we were looking for Dave," and I'm like, "Dave isn't here right now."
God, must be hard. Must be really hard.
It's really hard for me, Jeff, Dave, Davis, Kevin, Lemieux, okay. Liam, Bartholomew, Davis.
I think there's something else going on here. I don't trust you.
I've got one of those long names.
Yeah. One of those long names.
Yeah. We've got Long John
moms.
Silver names.
Yeah.
Say.
We've got like eight moms.
Well, public service announcement to all those listeners. If you have the flu, be careful because it can lead to ligma.
It's true.
And if you get ligma, it is highly possible that you will
kick the can.
You will kick the can.
The can will be kicked.
Croak the frog, choke the chicken, as they say.
Lingus Dingus Dingo, he's a scientist, and he said he needs ligma.
Yeah, well, I wish Dave a speedy recovery. Tell Edna I say hi.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Please nurse them back to health so Dave can get back in the studio, get back on the soundboard. We really need him. Matt's not really doing the soundboard.
Matt, you stink.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
Matt also can't hear anything happening.
I'm trying to listen.
Yeah.
Matt's listening to the radio by, on the website because
yeah,
he can't
we don't have enough headphones in the studio.
Yeah, and what's that last name? It sounds like a ripoff of Diamond. That's just dumb. Matt Diamond.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He legally changed his name to Matt Diamond. Because he wanted to get more respect. Right?
Wow. All Matt.
Stop breaking the microphone.
Correct.
They just dropped the microphone on the ground.
You changed your name. I didn't. Okay, first of all, that is a stretch. Your name is Matt Diamond because you changed it to Diamond to get more respect?
That's true.
Well, there you have it, folks.
True.
Can you find that screw? It's right there.
They broke them.
I'm glad this
screw?
Radio show is about the truth and about facts.
It's loose.
Facts only.
The screw is very loose in this mic, and the stand comes apart a little bit. It's okay. We got our maintenance guy coming in to fix it.
If only we had an electrician to come fix it.
If you're
an electrician and listening.
Electricity is not really a factor here.
Jeff, I think we have to go, Jeff. Jeff, are you still here?
All right. I understand.
Jeff, thanks for calling.
Like Edna's going to leave me soon. Anyways.
Edna's not... You're not married to Edna.
You're an imposter. I'm hanging out.
I think we're being pranked.
Edna. No, there's two Ednas.
Do you have any last words, Jeff?
Dave is married to Edna. I'm also Nick married.
I'm on him.
Good.
Jeff, thank you for calling. Hopefully next time you're able to get the story straight with Edna.
You're an imposter.
Because I know Edna would never cheat on Dave. That's just, it wouldn't happen.
I don't know. She's kind of...
What are you trying to? What are you trying to call Edna? That's, you're not using that phrase correctly.
She's dying. She has ligma.
That doesn't mean she's gonna cheat on her husband.
You never know.
Who has the flu, by the way?
Welcome to Science Deniers Radio.
Yeah.
My name is.
I would like to let everybody know the Earth is flat.
Welcome to Flat Earth Radio.
Yeah. WMFO, Flat Earth Radio.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Flat Earth Radio.
And I actually have to leave right now.
Goodbye.
But thank you all for having me. I'll be giving my headphones to Matt so that he can participate.
I miss you so much. Bye, Max.
Max is going to go compete in a fake debate like a cool little boy.
Yeah, sure, actually.
Fake trial.
Fine, that's also
cool. It's a fake trial
competition.
If
you're going to be in New Rochelle this weekend, hit my digits.
No.
Which are?
Which are not?
855.
Which are?
855-915-9636.
If anyone else calls, I will block the number with my magic studio power. I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure it out. Oh, here we go. We have Matt Diamond on the radio.
That's my name.
Matt, tell us about your last name.
Well, the word diamond has seven letters. my dad, my mom, and my brother use the same last name.
Why?
I don't know. Also, my grandma. But it's
strange.
Sorry. That's all I have to say.
Any questions for Matt out here?
Yeah, call in with questions for Matt at 855-915-9636.
No more calls unless you're an electrician.
Calls only, but only if you want to talk to Matt.
Calls only?
Yeah, call.
So we have to stop now?
No, call.
Turn everything off, just have like white noise. Hey guys, welcome to White Noise Simulator. Thanks for tuning in. Okay. We'll play some music and then we'll say goodbye. and goodbye.
Thank you for all of our listeners today.
And also, sorry.
Yeah, sorry for this.
We'll be better next week.
Maybe. No, there's no promises. Promises.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tune back in anyways next week, same time.
Okay. Goodbye. Oh.